Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Comedian Cat Williams gave $1,000 to a wheelchair-bound woman following a recent performance after learning she was in need of a kidney transplant. He wrapped up a show in Boston when security noticed the woman crying in the audience. The woman said she was crying tears of joy after laughing for the first time since doctors told her she was in desperate need of a new kidney. The security team brought her back to meet Cat, who was so moved by her story that he gave her a folded-up piece of paper. When she opened it, there were 10 $100 bills along with a note that read, "God never leaves." Hip-hop producer Scott Storch claims that he was robbed outside of a New York hotel and the gunman threatened to kill him. Storch filed a police report claiming that he was leaving the New York City Palace Hotel when he was approached by two men with guns who said, "Give us all your jewelry and cash or you're dead." Storch said he handed over a briefcase that contained $5,000 along with several pieces of jewelry. Kanye West is being sued by a photographer who claims that he was attacked by West while trying to take photos of him at the LA International Airport. Daniel Ramos claims that he was just one of the paparazzi who tried to snap photos when Kanye punched him and attempted to grab his camera. He's seeking unspecified damages. Speaking of lawsuits, a new suit has been filed against T-Pain, DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, Pitbull, Cash Money Records, and several others. The suit filed by the Baddest Band, a popular jazz ensemble, accuses dozens of producers, rappers, and record labels of stealing their music and illegally incorporating it into their own without permission or compensation. They believe the damages are in excess of $100 million. Singer-producer Ryan Leslie is facing a lawsuit from a police officer who claims he included his voice on a track without permission. Lewis Mortimer, a detective from the NYPD, claims Leslie used his 2011 tape voicemail message in his song Joan of Arc, a message which was used while investigating an incident involving one of the star's ex-girlfriend. He's seeking unspecified damages, claiming the song has caused him embarrassment and damaged his credibility as a detective. Police arrested an alleged stalker who managed to live in the pool house of Jennifer Lopez's Hampton mansion for several days without getting noticed. John Dubas reportedly walked around the estate freely, hanging out openly in the view of the neighbors, and even posted Facebook pictures of him on the property before finally getting busted. Congratulations are in order for Love & Hip Hop stars Rashida and her husband Kirk as they welcomed their son Carter to the world yesterday.